are now back here for the second quarter of action at San Jose City College. And Corner with the handoff on the end around, and a good chunk of yardage there. So San Jose really establishing their run game and using their whole plethora of weapons right now.
27. Yeah, there's a mistake. They had a little bad tackle in the blue shirts there. We had him, they had him stopped back upfield and broke a tackle and made about 7 yards.
So it's now a 2nd and 3, it looks like. Lincoln ahead 7-0. San Jose in their standard 2-back, 2-wide receiver formation. Rios in motion. Here's a handoff and an end around to Arellano, and he's got some daylight. He's got the first down. He's at the 20, and he's going to be stopped right there by number 30, Jorge Escobar. But another first down, an end around for Jose Arellano, and he is going to be counted on a lot more now that Matthew Blaya is done for the game.
Another reverse that was set up very well. Once he got the second hand off, he was outside. He just got upfield, turned his shoulder square, and up he went. Another good play. Bulldogs are moving very well right at the moment.
And what I'm noticing is that these Bulldogs, they have the speed. They get out in space. Lincoln is in trouble. So another first down. Here's their standard I formation for the Bulldog offense. We're in the second quarter. A handoff to Rios. Number 40, and he's going to gain about 4 yards. He is that classic big bruising back, especially that one you want down near the goal line. So he's going to be a very key weapon, I would think.
You can see what's happening. They've eliminated their mistakes, and they're getting good yardage on first down. So it makes second and nine. Down a different call for the coach. Easier call for the coach.
So it's now 2nd down and 9 for the Bulldogs. 10:17 left to go here in the second quarter. Lincoln ahead 7-0, but San Jose with a golden opportunity right now in Lincoln's red zone. Durant takes a snap, a little bubble screen to Corner. He makes the catch. He has happened to reverse field, and he is in a lot of trouble. This does not end well for San Jose. And he's going to pitch it back to Durant, but he is swarmed by a bunch of Lions players. But he hands it up to number 62. Richard Talunigan, he's got open field. Touchdown, San Jose Bulldogs. Calamity at its finest. I don't believe it.
A playground play, folks. You just saw a playground play. Well, nothing was set up. They just kind of threw the ball around and ended up in the right hands. And Bulldogs score.
That's something you see at a school field on Thanksgiving morning. My word, that was unbelievable. I'd never seen anything like that. Give the Bulldog offense credit. It was a play that was designed one way. It completely fell apart, and they just had to think on their feet. Here's the point after. It is up, and it is no good. So a little bit wide left.
We have a flag down.
But there is a flag, and the penalty is against Lincoln, so we may need to re-kick.
Roughing
the kicker.
That last play, the only thing you missed was a trombone in the
end. Oh, man. You know. Shades of the Stanford-Cal big game. My word.
Yeah, that's right.
That was unbelievable.
Yeah.
And ironically, the colors are very similar to the big game. But unbelievable. That's going to go in a highlight reel for quite some time.
I'd like to see if all those pitches were forward.
Well, there were no flags on the field, so it looks to be a set. But another timeout for San Jose High. I think they're doing it to give Richard Talungan a little time to breathe. My goodness. That was unbelievable.
Incredible.
Whew.
Well, folks, we have a ball game today. Usually by halftime, the last couple of years, it's been 45 to nothing. And half of the fans have gone home, so we may be here often in the day.
And you know what? The more competitive, the better.
Absolutely.
Because not only has Lincoln won these last 11 games, the average score has been 40-7. And as you said, not competitive by halftime, half the crowd's already gone. Yeah. So if San Jose can keep it competitive like that, hey, we could be here all day, folks.
You bet. I'll tell you what, folks.
At this time, we need to have all of the royalties,
the
royalty without question.
To meet on the track in front of your
and if I saw correctly, Ismael Salazar, multi-talented offensive lineman, because he was also kicking the extra point.
Please meet on the track in front of your
and wow, Coach Jason Pierce being very, very aggressive. He's going to go for two. Here we go, Duran under center, standard goal line formation, hands off, and he's going to be stopped short. Miguel Rivera tried to go to the outside. He's got stopped short. Justin Grant jumping up in celebration as he stops the two-point conversion. But we have ball game, folks. 9:48 left to go. Lincoln's lead now cut to 7-6 on what could be considered maybe a fumble rooski